was there on his first night of life. I was there when he opened his eyes. He was all legs and clumsy, and I wondered if ever he'd fly. We grew and we played together, just a boy and his dog running wild. At night he would lay up my
woof,
feet.
Woof, woof, woof. Welcome to the Non-Chasers for Sportsbet and SEN Track. I'm your host, Patrick Garshagan, here on a beautiful Irish day. St. Paddy's Day. Kenny, how are you?
I'm all good. Haven't started drinking yet, but it's getting near that time.
7 o'clock and you haven't started. You might want to hop, skip and a jump towards a frothy.
As soon as this podcast is over, we're going for straight for many pints of stout.
Stout? It's like drinking treacle, mate. It's like drinking a meal.
How do you go with it's close to 30.
Hey, mate, I haven't introduced you.
Hang on, we're on the subject of stout. All right, okay.
Jagger, how you doing, mate?
I'm going well.
As you drink water, that's not stout.
No, going well. Yeah, very Irish themed sort of panel here. Obviously, you know, we've got a day named after you.
Yep.
We've got, I'm named after an Irish city, by the way.
Beautiful.
And what, Shagger?
Yeah. Have you never been there?
is that the capital
Kenny, the
of
great
Cork?
Irish Hope from
I'm glad Shagger knows it's actually a river.
How do you know it's
Shagger
not a city?
From Shagger.
Do you know the city of Shannon?
There's no city of Shannon. There's a town called Carrick on Shannon by the River Shannon.
Oh, here we go. It's the,
straight to Google Maps, Shagger.
It's the non-chasers geography jewel.
maybe this could be dog
food
later.
So it's called Shannon,
on.
Not Shagger.
It's got an international airport, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
there is 100% a city in Ireland called Shannon.
No, there's a Shannon airport near the River Shannon.
Oh, okay. Well, this is good. Shagger. He's got his tail up. A man who also has his tail up, he's been wearing hoodies on beaches for the last 2 weeks.
What?
It's Gunner. Welcome back, mate. How are
Thanks,
you?
Thanks, mate. Hoodies on beaches. Is this a Dapto Deviant type thing? Or?
You certainly haven't listened to the show for the last 2 weeks.
I listened a couple of weeks ago, but yeah. I haven't listened to last week's yet, but I will.
We just hypothesised that maybe that's what you might be doing up there. I mean, you haven't come back with that much of a tan.
Well, I'm not white.
This is my favourite intro ever to this show. We've had arguments, Gunner's getting a hard time.
Oh, it's good.
Paddy's Day.
That's what we needed to do because I once again haven't had time to divvy up the montage, but there was plenty of winners last week. You boys in nice touch. Kenny came in here with the baseball bat absolutely swinging at me going, where the hell is the montage? But I think I've been able to just pat him around for the first 3 minutes and get through safely. So exciting stuff here on the Non-Chasers. Big show. Big show. You know, we often talk about our guests and we get some crackers on here. But there was some news which dropped late last week about one of our favourite doggies, Simon Todd Helen, shooting blanks over in the shag shed. So he's getting back into racing. And the man who's training him is Tony Brett, who's going to join us later in the show.
Very good. Looking forward to this.
Yeah. I went out and got him. So, I'll give the credit to the good Ashall, Kenny. He went and sourced the guest. So I can't wait to speak to old Tony when we get there. Boys, tip off the top. Start with you, Shagger. What do you got for us?
All right, mine is at Ballarat, race 5, number 7, Coblenz. So I was going to actually mention this later in Boom Dog as well because this one's got a bit of a future ahead of him. Knocked off Aston Rupee last week. Don't think this dog's better than Rupee, though, but certainly he's 24.90 at Ballarat last week at not even 2 years of age. Suggests this dog's got a pretty big future, and I think he'll get the job done in race 5 Ballarat tonight.
Like it. Kenny, are you going to get St. Paddy's Day off to, right?
Yeah, this will get us a few points tonight.
What was that?
Get St. Paddy's Day off to, right? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Not even a second time.
It was a jam up. Do we got there? Kenny?
We're going to race 8 at Ballarat. Box 7, Lizzie's Entity, came second last week and took an absolute bashing around the first bend. Hopefully a clear run here. So it's race 8, box 7, Lizzie's Entity.
Okay, so maybe a little Ballarat double. What's Lizzie's Entity paying roughly at the moment?
I think it's around $4, maybe slightly shorter.
Shagger, what's yours?
would be odds on about 170.
So about $657 you could get for the little double. And you could do a hell of a lot of things worse, because you two have been seeing the tip off the top like absolute beach balls at the moment.
Like Ricky Ponting on Boxing Day.
Correct. Just a Ricky Ponting to a short ball.
Yep.
Just sailed over into Bay 13 right out of the middle of the bat. How much prize money? My favourite segment.
How much
prize money has that doggy one?
In the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much
prize money has that doggy one?
In the window. I do hope that dog is for sale.
Excellent. That just gets better every time.
It's very good. It is very, very good.
You know, it works. I've got three dogs here. It's almost like a Price is Right, Larry Emder style, all right?
Larry Emder. Right.
How much these doggies have won. First dog off the rank, out of the box, Flying Ricardo. Shagger, how much prize money is Flying Ricardo won?
We'll go 300,000.
Kenny?
I was going to say 300,000. He's still young yet, so yeah, I'll go 350.
Gunner?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to split the atom here, 325.
Flying Ricardo's only won 230,790.
Yeah, he's still young.
Okay.
Correct. So is that Shagger who gets
it? That was Shagger.
Shagger, lowballing it. Well done for Shagger. Number two, the dog we talked about last week briefly. Catch the Thief. What's that with you, Gunner?
I'm going to go 145K.
Okay. Kenny?
He's won a group one, has he not? I'm going to say about 400,000.
Okay. Shagger?
I'm going to say 220,000.
What did you say again, Gunner?
145.
And you said?
220.
Oh,
183,050. Who's closer?
What did you say?
145. So, no, it's Shagger. Yeah.
Oh, can someone please get the...
No, Shagger's closer.
The off on about 40 up.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, Shagger, I believe you guys. You're the mathematicians in the room. I'm not. Dog three, Aston Rupee. Shagger.
Rupee, what's the answer? 30,000.
Okay, Kenny?
You said 30,000. I'm going to go $29,999.99.
Love it.
Gunner?
What was the dog?
Aston Rupee.
He's only young. 38,000.
41,180.
Ooh.
2-1 to Shagger. Well done. I reckon that was my favourite version, alliteration of that segment. Boondog.
Boondog.
You got one for us?
Well, yeah, I mentioned Koblenz, I think has a very bright future, but I also wanted to mention another one called Highly Explosive. Has a 25-40 win at Geelong and a 29-16 at Sandown. So, yeah, look, turns two in May, had a run home at Sandown of 10-29, absolutely flying. Could end up being a top-line stayer, showing that sort of strength over 500 metres already. So big future, certainly can make a big impact at the middle distance, but even despite lacking a little bit of early pace, if you go on 29-16 at Sandown, you're going to win plenty over the 500 as well. You'll see Highly Explosive in the heats of the launching pad as well. Race 9.
Price, off the top of your head?
Would be around 250. Tough draw, but yeah.
Maybe just the best dog in the race, Shagger. Kenny, your Boondog?
I'm going to head up to New South Wales. There's been a dog recording some really good times around Richmond. He's clocked 22.30 over 400, which I think is the fastest time there in the last year. It's trained by Daryl Thomas and called Connections. He still has to step up to the proper sprint distance, but he's shown massive early gear at the minute and looks a big promise.
Excellent. Good Boondogging. You got one for us?
I haven't, but going through the launching pad heats, wow. There's a number of very good dogs that are going to carry this code for the next 18 months to 2 years. So very exciting.
We were talking about this yesterday. Like, if we really wanted a boom dog, we could literally just list the field books for the launching pad this week.
Yep. This is the beauty of the launching pad. It seems to be paying dividends and seeing some talent come through the ranks, which is exactly what the idea was with the race. We didn't really ask you. Any highlights from QLD?
Oh, it's just a very relaxing holiday. The weather was grouse. The golf wasn't as good. Caught up with a lot of friends and family, and very relaxing, mate.
Well, good to hear, mate. It's good to have you back here.
Well, and there's quite a few good restaurants if you get the money clip out. So, enjoyed some good food, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, well, you would have had no issue paying for that. That's all fine.
That's because he was listening to the Nine Chasers when he was off. Yeah, just getting all those tips.
Now, I've been looking forward to this segment for about 5 days, 6 days. Not too often do you get a self-nominated horror call.
Horror calls.
Now, this man is a big fan of the show, great listener, superb race caller. And the other night, my little phone Twitter noise went off. I had an inbox. And this man said, "Oh, geez, I think I'm a horror call. I'm got to put myself up. I just couldn't get this name out of my mouth at the crescendo of the race. This is the race we're talking about. Check it out now.
Party who can all show a little bit of early pace. So we'll see what transpires. He was a very quick heat winner of the Oz Cup, Tyler Durden. Set to run, green light. Ready to go, race 7. Away and racing, and Tyler Durden began okay. Out far, sipping Hamish from the inside. He's going to go straight through and lead Cha-Cha Charlie, who's alongside with a lap to go. And then Tyler Durden, who's hot on their heels, only a length away. Three back then to Full Moon Party, Amarillo Highway, followed by Nick's Bales, Silken. Last of all, here's Tears down the back, and Cha-Cha Charlie the leader. Tyler Durden starting to close in a length away, and they've dropped sipping Hamish three lengths away. Third, it's still Cha-Cha Charlie turning a length to Tyler Durden, who might be peeking on his run. Charlie in front. Tyler Durden drove, and there's nothing in this. Cha-Cha Charlie or Tyler Durden. It's a photo finish, and I'm not really sure. Third will be zipping Hamish ahead of Here's Tears. And then Nick's Bale, Full Moon Party, Silken, and Amarillo Highway. I'm not sure.
Charlie. Old James Vandermeer couldn't really get it out.
No, he couldn't.
The poor fella.
He had a bit of a John Gion Jory moment there.
We might have to name a race at Dapto the Cha-Cha-Cha-Cha-Charlie race.
I don't mind that.
But let me just say, old James, now, we love your work, and we wouldn't have put you forward for horror calls because that doesn't make the Hall of Fame. But the reason you're in there is because you had a perfect opportunity when the names were coming up on the semaphore board, sorry, the numbers, to mention the non-chasers and the potential of a horror call. So for that, James, you are in the horror calls for not announcing the non-chasers when you had a perfect opportunity. I mean, there could have been some legal ramifications and all sorts, but better to ask for forgiveness than permission, I reckon. So next time, if you bugger up Cha-Cha Charlie, just slip in the non-chasers.
It would have been worth it because we would have doubled our listening numbers to 10.
Oh. Jeez, he's grumpy today.
He is.
He's
drinking water. The other four listeners come from?
he's itching to get a beer, I think.
No, he just wants that stout, a Guinness.
You can see his leg twitching.
Now back to the stout. At this time of year in Ireland, it's obviously quite cool.
Yeah.
Start of autumn. Can you drink that stuff when it's close to 30 degrees here in Melbourne today and it still tastes good?
If you get a nice bar with a good aircon and sit inside in the dark on your own, it's okay.
It just doesn't look it doesn't look refreshing at all, does it?
No, it's not a good summertime drink.
Anyway.
It's like drinking a Parmigiana and chips, honestly. It's so thick.
You want to see it come out.
No. Kenny. Now, if he can say that, I can do a whole segment in the Dapto Deviant.
Oh, no, you are not. We're not giving you free rein on the Dapto Deviant. Investigation. We launched one last week. We're back into it. Okay, Gunner, because you didn't listen last week, you probably have no idea what the investigation entails, but effectively we're looking for the biggest bridesmaid out there, the most seconds.
Oh, I've already won this.
Have you? Okay, yep. We'll keep your powder dry because you set the standard about 18, I think, last week off 19, the top of your head, 19. Yeah. I did a little bit of digging around, not heavy digging, but I found one up based up Queensland way around Ipswich and Capelbapa. Big Bad Bob, 137 starts. 29 seconds.
Ooh, he's not bad, is it, Gunnar?
Not bad. He was a slow beginning dynamite railer who used to just poke his nose and throw dogs around on his way home to the winning post, Big Bad. But I think he's still going, isn't he?
Might be, but all I can tell is that he's got 29 seconds at the moment. Are you going to beat me, Shagger? What do you got?
No, I haven't got anything to beat that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Kenny?
I do have one submitted from a listener here, Sean. He's
Sean Sheep.
Sent us in Mini Coop, had 90 starts and ran 30 seconds.
Oh, very good again.
So what was the name?
Mini Coop.
Mini Coop.
So it's down to me and Gunner, down to the wire.
Honestly, Shagger, how long did it take me to respond yesterday with my answer?
Was it about 7 or 8 seconds?
Yep. Liam. My old mate Liam.
How many seconds?
It's called Liam.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, how many seconds?
38, wasn't it?
We'll have to go to the judge.
Hold on. I haven't submitted mine yet. I only put in a listener.
Hello.
We are from the clouds.
It's been Donald Trump's head.
So we're heading up to the Gosford and Garden specialist here. Dog trained by Nolan Holloway. King Kinlock.
Sorry, what was that?
King Kinlock, like Kinlock Bray.
Yeah.
He's ran 143 times. He's won 4 races. He's came second 46 times.
Yes, well done, Kenny.
And he's still running. That dog's still going.
Kinlock.
Got a few more runner-ups in him still.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
The ultimate bridesmaid. Maybe I'll get in touch with the trainer and see if we can get Kinlock's trainer on and see what the special recipe is.
Well, I'd be keeping that one in mind for your SRMs.
Okay.
Looks like a guaranteed second when you're betting up in the Northern Rivers.
Smart. Let's quickly do Fast Bucks before we go the ad break.
Fast Bucks. Fast bucks.
Okay, now this has to be the fastest bucks we've ever done, gentlemen. Sandown Park. All right, we've got 12 races. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, music up in the background. Race one, Gunner.
Call me Buster.
Kenny.
Call me Chloe.
Shagger.
Soda Titan.
Race two, Shagger.
Silver Lake.
Kenny.
Sid Cord.
Gunner.
Gem Tree Maximus.
Race three, Gunner.
Hadouken.
Shagger.
Brother Jason.
Kenny.
Aston Crystal.
Race four, Shagger.
Aston Lavinia.
Kenny.
Earn the answers.
Gunner.
Running Express.
Race five, Gunner.
People Get Ready.
Shagger.
Aston Rupee.
Kenny.
Oh, Kuro Kismet.
Race six, Shagger.
Enter the Sun.
Kenny.
Charlie.
Good. Gunner.
Mpunga Maggie.
Race seven, Gunner.
Aston Fast. Kenny.
Lakeview Cruiser.
Shagger.
Street Riot.
Race 8, Shagger.
Run Like Jess.
Kenny.
Hank the Hostler.
Gunner.
927.
Race 9, Gunner.
Highly Explosive.
Shagger.
Mpunga Reject.
Kenny.
Keep It Blue.
Race 10, Shagger.
Shimmer Classic.
Kenny.
West on Bray.
Gunner.
Fractured.
Race 11, Gunner.
Rickerton Rick.
Shagger.
Keep It Black.
Kenny.
Utah Express.
Race 12, Kenny.
I finally get to go first. Aston Silk.
Shagger.
Sweet as M.
Gunner.
Capture Bart.
All right, let's take a break. Back with the main man. He's going to give us a scoop. Tony Brett, the Queensland champion trainer, after the break on the non-chasers. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. And we've gone and done it again, fellas. The big scoop, the big guest champion trainer from Queensland. And he's got a pretty handy one who's just come back onto the scene, which I can't wait to ask him all about. But without further ado, Tony Brett, champion Queensland trainer. How are you, mate?
Hi, guys. Thanks for the introduction. I love it when people speak me up. Yeah.
Oh, mate, don't worry. I've got the little inflator down here. I'm just going to keep pumping and pumping as we go on. But how is everything, mate, up in the Sunshine State?
Oh, mate, not a lot of sunshine today, actually. We've had a deluge of rain over the last few days, which has been well needed. But, mate, yeah, no, things are good racing-wise. Dogs are in a good spot up here, and I've got myself a nice little new acquisition, which is fantastic.
Well, let's cut straight to the chase. Simon told Helen, and I'm just reading between the lines here, I'm imagining he didn't quite work out at stud, so he's the owners have sent him up to you. Do you want to tell us how it sort of came about? I'm sure plenty of people are keen to know.
Yeah, mate, he went to start about, oh, they retired him probably, must be about 10 weeks ago now, and they didn't think much more about it. He went to Meticulous Lodge with Paul and Michelle Westerfeld, and that's what they thought. They'll sit back and wait and see some pups of his, and he was in such high demand, and that's his future, and away they go. But no, the dog obviously wasn't ready. His semen, there was plenty of quantity, but just the quality of it wasn't good enough to freeze up to make samples. So that had to be put on hold, and Paul and Michelle virtually said, you just need to get him right away from this sort of environment, like take his mind off the job. Sometimes that sort of thing can be caused by a bit of stress or just something changed in the dog. So then they had the choice. They could either put him on in the backyard with someone or on their couch or wherever, or they thought, well, he's just gone 3 years. The next breeding season isn't till sort of closer till the end of the year. If we're going to do something racing-wise, we need to do it now, and that'll give him sort of the next sort of 6 months of racing. So that was the whole idea of, yeah, let's do it. Let's go back to the track. And for me, mate, I was probably just in the right place at the right time. They wanted to move him from where he was. I don't know the reasons in that particularly, but I've gotten on really good with one of the owners up here in Queensland. And of course, his big push was I'd love to have the dog up here so I can go to Albion and watch and go from there. So he approached me and said, would I be interested? And half a second later, they had their answer of yes, definitely. So in a way, we've gone.
Good stuff. And Tony, how long before you anticipate you'll have him on the track and racing again?
Oh, mate, it's a little bit unsure. Like I said, he hasn't been out that long, which for a racing dog, like 6 to 10 weeks, it isn't huge. So, and I mean, he's kept up a little bit of a fitness level. He settled in here perfectly. I picked him up Friday night, so we're only talking 4 days, and he's strutting around like he owns the place already. So, he's going to slot right back in nicely, and then it's just a matter of fitness in the legs and picking a race to come back. And I mean, that could take another 3 or 4 weeks. We're probably fortunate because he's raced at Albion Park. He doesn't so much need a lot of trials to see tracks or anything. It is just a matter of fitness and then picking the right race for him to come back to, whether that's just a best day at Albion Park. And it's all about, mate, he's got to adapt to my training and the way of doing things up here, and hopefully he just sort of picks up where he left off and the superstar he is, and then we'll pick a race and head towards that way. And probably one of the other big reasons of why Queensland, why me up here, is the quarter of a million Group 1 Brisbane Winter Cup's only about 10 weeks off now. So for him to have a good prep by then, and that'll be his home track by then, which will make him very hard to beat in that race. So that's his first big goal. But obviously, like I said, he'll be ready to go in 4, maybe 5 weeks. So he will be on track by then. It's just a matter of what group races around, mate. He's a superstar. We all know that. And I've just got to get him back to where he was previously. And he'll just hopefully pick up where he left off. And they're the races you're targeting. He's not going to drop into a fifth grade 431 at Ipswich or anything like that. So,
we would like to see that.
Nice, probably.
The home of racing up at Ipswich.
Yeah. What about Bundaberg on a Monday? Or
Bundaberg on Kapelba a Monday
Park?
Afternoon.
You can take him down the straight.
he'd make a good straight dog. But if I'd had him a month ago, the Capella Bar straight, the cup's on this weekend, and he'd have been ideal for that. So we'll just work all that out. Like I said, it's just a matter of now getting the miles into his legs to get him race fit.
Perfect.
Tony, you're not. You've had a lot of superstars in the past. One that I wanted to ask you about today, and he probably brings back mixed memories for you, 30 Talks. And we were watching the Silver Chief final from a few years ago where he was going to clearly bolt that one in before being injured down the back straight. It was amazing that you were able to bring the dog back at all after such an injury. Do you feel like 30 Talks never quite reached his potential because of some of those injuries? And where do you think you might have got to with a clean run?
Oh, mate, yeah, that Silver Chief was a major turning point. Like, he'd sort of he'd flourished with that little bit of travelling, and that was the night he was going to stand up and make himself known. I think the dog that won the race still might have run like 29, like got along really quick. And like you said, when he broke down, he was nearly five or six in front. So he was going to run some serious time that night and stamp himself as to a dog of the future. And he did come back and win a Geelong Cup and he won a Speed Star Constellation and things like that, mate. But yeah, the sky was the limit with the ability that he had. Just the way he had gone forward, and that's one of those great unknowns. You just never know the heights he could reach. But I've only ever watched that race once again. I haven't watched it since. Yeah, it was just tragic that night. Yeah.
And Tony, talking about dogs coming back from injury, you have a dog in the kennel who could probably match Simon Told-Helen in terms of ability. Are we expecting to see Sentence back at the track anytime soon?
Yeah, mate, he's about to go back into work probably next weekend, actually. Like you said, you talk about potential, and that's what it is with these really fast dogs. It's, mate, they've got the ability, and as a trainer, it's probably more so just treading their path to keep them on track. Longevity is a major thing, and that's, mate, that's probably the difference that we've had is we've all had fast dogs, but to see where they are now and then see where they are in a year, 18 months, that's the difference, I believe, in trainers and how they handle dogs is giving them that time. And, mate, so he's about to go back into work and he's a bit the same. His potential, while he's shown plenty, he's got to stand up and start to do it amongst the better dogs. And, he's very exciting. He's ability-wise, he lacks nothing, yeah.
And obviously, you've got one of the best CVs in Australian greyhound racing. You've won nearly all the big races out there. Is there any of the races that you haven't won yet, and which one do you want to get your hands on the most?
Oh, mate, Melbourne Cup just jumped straight to mind. Yeah, it is one that everybody wants to win without a doubt. And Glenn Gallen got beaten ahead in it, and beaten ahead.
I wasn't in Australia at the time, but I was watching a replay of Glenn Gallen earlier on, and he should have won that race. He was very unlucky, very unlucky.
Mate, that was his career, and you do with dogs like him. I mean, you think of dogs, Hooked on Scotch, Equalizer of Jason's, and those sort of dogs that get back a little bit. They don't often lead races, but... Mate, it's not often you get dogs that don't lead that you still know come finishing time we are going to be about there somewhere. And he was like that. And I think he ran second in five Group 1 races. So you convert that over and he's probably up there pushing a million and a half prize money himself back in those days. So that's for sure. Mate, he competed in 16 Group 1s. There hasn't been a dog since that's made 16 Group 1 finals. So... those great dogs, you definitely make the most of them when they come along, that's for sure.
Oh, Tony, I can tell you what, mate, you make our job very, very easy here. That's some superb information about the dog, Simon Told-Helen, and a little insight into your business and the caper, mate. So we can't thank you enough for joining us on the Non-Chaser today, and we hope you can get the magic Simon Told-Helen to that $1 million mark, mate. So thank you so much for coming on the Non-Chasers this evening. Tony Brett.
Pleasure, boys. No trouble at all. Get me talking about dogs. I could talk all day. So, thanks for having me, guys. Great show and been a pleasure.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Cheers, Tony. So there we have it. Tony Brett from Queensland Superstar Trainer. Great little insight into Simon Told-Helen. We're going to take a break here on the Non-Chasers. Back with more. The big segments, launching pad to touch on, Easter egg stuff. Let's shag, invest in the West. All after the break on the Non-Chasers. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track. We're going to hop straight into it. The Easter egg kicks off the heats at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Shaggy, are you going to give us a little bit of a tickle as to what we can expect.
Yeah, look, there's a lot to go through. I'll just touch on a few of the runners there. Race 2, Box 8, Tommy Shelby's in there, coming hot off the Australian Cup win. Not a lot of early pace in the race. Think he could give that a good shake from out wide. Aussie Secret's one that's got the ability to jump well at times, so could run a bold race as well at a bit bigger of a price. In race 4, Shimmer Shine, going fantastic. He's got Avalanche drawn to his inside, who put in a flyer at Richmond recently. So they're the two to watch there. Handsome Prince, our $1 million chase winner, he's in race 5, coming back from a bit of a spell from the track. Be interesting to see how he goes. Race 6, Wows out in Box 8, handles the wide draw, should put in a good show there. Race 7, Shimmer Jake off the red. I just thought, at a little bit of a price, if he jumps well, could give that race a bit of a shake. And race 8, Flying Ricardo, box 1, like this dog just flew last week, 29.35 or something like that, and draws the rails here, should win that easy.
Superb. Shout out to Tommy Shelby as well, WA Greyhound of the Year.
Oh, yes.
Sweet. Well done. Yeah.
Was that close?
I think they could have gone in there thinking, we might just win this one.
Yeah, one on account back.
And the launching pad, of course, kicks off on Thursday night. Shag, what can we expect in the launching pad heats?
We touched
on it a little bit.
Yeah, it's to see be flying times. Look, I might run through that in a bit more depth when I go through my tips later. But look, yeah, I think certainly Aston Rupee, Little Brother, Aston Fastnet, and Silver Lake are the three big ones to watch there.
Who's your bet in the futures market?
I find it hard to go past Aston Rupee, but gee, Silver Lake looks drawn well to win his heat. But look, they only need to run top 4 to get through to the semis. Yeah, a lot will come down to where they draw in the semis.
Of course, he's all over Aston Rupee. Glenny Rounds. Cue the saxophone music.
You're going to make my wife jealous.
Yeah. Glenny Rounds rocks up to your home next week. Okay, Kenny, invest in the West.
All right, we're going to kick off Cannington Saturday Night Race 1. I originally was going to back Box 1 Seraphim here, but it took a bit of a tumble last night. And I don't like backing dogs after they've had a fall. I like to see them get a few runs back in them, make sure they are back to their best. Sometimes they start putting the brakes on at the bend. So I'm going to go for a same race multi here. Box 3, Pat Up Tilly, looks well mapped. Has the ability to do like a very big split. And Box 6, Sapphire Girl. So we'll stick them both into a top 2 same race multi. And then Cannington Race 2. I've tipped this dog the last 2 weeks in a row. He clicked for us once, got beat the overtime. It's Box 8, Yarn Up Flyer. There's a lot of early speed in this race, including this dog. But the rest of the dogs in the field just can't quite do the times that he can. So it's Race 2, Box 8, Yarn Up Flyer. Race 3 is an or copy and paste job from last week. Box 8, He Shall Power. He ran a flyer last week and I'm expecting him to do the same again. And then Race 4, Starbuck is in Box 8. Now, we all know this dog well. He loves moving off the rail and moving out wide. He's in Box 8 here, so I just simply can't resist him. He is in against Sir Monty, who has got the better of him several times, but I just can't resist the draw here. And I'll finish off with Race 9, Box 1, We the People. Ran a flyer last week, manoeuvred really well through the field, and he lands the cherry again. So it's Cannington Race 9, Box 1, We the People.
Good stuff. If I have to put you on the spot,
yeah.
Who's winning the launching pad?
Fastnet, Aston Fastnet.
Okay. Who's winning the Easter egg?
Fernando Blue.
Okay. Who's winning the Perth Cup?
Tommy Shelby.
Thank you.
Who's winning the AFL?
Oh, shit.
I got good word for St Kilda from the Sydney Whisperer.
All right, let's shag.
What should we do now? Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
Do
All right, we've got so many good races at Sandown. I'll just rip right through them. Plenty to get through. So race two, I've already mentioned, Silver Lake, box three, should win this comfortably. 29.14 PB here. He split 5.02 that occasion. So, look, he's got better early pace than the dogs to his inside. I think he gets on the rail and wins.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And then moving on, race three, Gunner's already mentioned this one. Hadouken, drawn on the rail. Has good early pace, a really good run recently, I think was something like 29.28 at Sandown. So on that run, should get the win there as well.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Then, of course, cannot go through without mentioning Aston Rupee. Look, this is my favourite dog. Box four probably wasn't great news for Glenn Rounds, but the dog in box three is outstanding news, literally.
well done, Sega.
Lacks early pace, and that might just give Aston Rupee a little bit of room to move early. He's got great muster, so if he jumps with him, he should bolt through and get the win.
Yeah, baby.
Race seven, Aston Fastnet, again, not the dog, not the box that would have been chosen by Jason Thompson here. But look, he's just such a good dog, and there's not a stack of early pace in this race. I think he'll get through and get the win there.
Yeah, baby.
The Stayers race eight. I like Run Like Jess from the rails. He's been in pretty good form through February, and look to continue that on here.
Race
10, Shimmer Classic, drawn box eight. He's got West Ombre, who's come over from the West. Robbie Britton's got him, and he's a mad railer. So I think from box eight, Shimmer Classic might get a good card into the race there and get the chockies.
Yeah, baby.
And finally on to race 12. High confidence tip here, Aston Silk. Good early pace. It was a good run last week at the Meadows in the wet, and should get the win there. So Aston Silk in race 12. And
yeah,
just one last one. The Shep Cup is on Saturday night, so cannot go without mentioning that.
The hometown.
Catch the Thief.
He's back, the Thief.
Catch the Thief has made the final. For Jason Thompson now, there's the hometown specialist music event, drawn the red there, and probably one that I reckon could be just a little bit of value there.
Have they ordered in the petting zoo for the middle of the track at Shepparton?
No.
It'll be interesting to see if Catch the Thief can add to his $183,050 prize money. I know you're very well done, by the way, Shag. You are biting my head off.
I just wanted to ask Kenny, this launching pad has attracted a lot of interstate visitors, which is terrific for the series that it's got domestic scale. Kenny, I would say that David Hobby in the past is probably conservative when it comes to taking runners interstate. He doesn't take them unless he thinks they're a chance. What are your thoughts on the WA Raiders?
The one Shagger mentioned, West Ombre, who's actually not along with David Hobby, he's clocked 29.67 in Cannington, which is not to be sniffed at. It's a serious run for a pup. David's got a really good litter there. Dusty, was it Dusty? I can't remember the names of them. No, it was the Beers.
The Beers.
Tui Manali and
Corona Manali.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got Tui Manali. There's another one.
Draft Manali.
And I think he's got Stout Manali as well.
Guinness
didn't bring it over.
Stout Manali's my favourite dog. And he's also sent Zach up to Wentworth for the Easter egg. So I'm glad to see him travelling, because I think I was complaining a lot last year that I didn't get to see Fleck Manali running in Vic.
Like it. Now, while you were away, the Depto Deviant stood in and did very well, but
that was me. Okay. I was sending through the tips.
Yeah, Depto Deviant 2 from 2. But we have completely missed a segment.
Mm.
Okay. $30 dog. It stays at $30 dog because last week our man Kenny over here booted home a winner. What was it called? Bomber Blitz?
Bomber or something, yeah.
Bomber something at Kennington. Paid about $360. We had $18 to play with. The baton is all yours. What are you going to do with the $18 as we continue our quest to build enough money to buy a greyhound?
Race three, Sandown, number one, Hadouken.
Hadouken. All on. $18.
Mm-hmm.
$220.
Straight in the pot, mate.
Straight in.
Put in, take out.
Just power plant up to $220.
Mm.
Okay. All on.
Yep.
All right. If we get it, then we've got 40. Then we're just starting to turn the screws and we're back in black.
Yeah, we could buy a muzzle. Could we? Actually, they're probably more expensive than that.
Well done. Let's take a break here on the non-shows. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Dog food, show me the money, the multi. And we'll see you soon after the break. Welcome back to the non-shows here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Straight into it, dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy.
Okay, as much to your disgust that I didn't choose St. Patrick's Day as the theme for today's dog food, I've opted for the theme of massages. Now, you might ask, but the beautiful thing the team here at Sportsbet are doing, I was sitting at my desk preparing for the show and two lovely ladies came around and they're actually offering 5-minute massages at the moment. So whilst I was preparing for the show, I was getting a massage. So I thought, let's make the theme massages.
Well, the Dapto Deviant's been offering massages on level 16 for a long time, haven't been very popular.
Go away. All right, massages, the theme, test your buzzers.
Dapto Deviant.
Stoat.
Relax.
Relax. Like it. Music up in the background, please.
I'm so glad. There could have been many other
sure.
ones.
Question number one. Massage only.
Dapto-deviant.
Dapto-deviant.
I'm going to say it's a theme.
Nah, dog.
Okay.
Wrong. Suck eggs. Negative one. Number two, tight back.
Dapto-deviant.
That's stout.
It's a dog.
Incorrect. It's a turn. Negative one to both of you.
You're on an island.
Question three, massage oil.
Dapto-deviant.
That's shagger.
A term.
Correct. Well done. One to Shago. This is the first time he's ever bound to the lead in dog food. Could he hold on? Time will tell. Question four. Sore shoulder.
Dapto-deviant.
Stout.
It's a term.
Incorrect. It's a dog. 2011. You're leading 12. All right. It's a triple pointer here for the last question in dog food. Question five. Oil and water.
Dapto-deviant. Dapto-deviant.
It's a Dapto-deviant.
Yes, that's definitely a dog.
It is 2018 triple pointer, and he pings from negative one to two. It's a tie in dog food, and don't have a tiebreaker question, so well done. You both win.
Is it
win.
A tie?
No, yeah. Gunner won.
Did he?
Yeah, you can't count
it. Oh, sorry, you got one. So yep. My arithmetic was bad as per arrangement. Anyway, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
All right. Very simple. It's our best value of the week. Got to be over $5. I'll kick us off. Race the number 10, number 7, West on Bray. You mentioned this dog. I like what you guys were saying. Can start well. Every chance to win at $5.50 for me. Shagger?
Mine is race 9, number 4, Keep It Blue.
Ken Wardle, the great Irish Hope from Scotland. What's yours?
I'll go for Sandown as well. Race 1, box 6, Webleck Thunder.
And you, Gunner?
Sandown race 12, number 5, Capture Bart at $8.
Barty.
In your favourite yellow rug.
Love the yellow rug. It's there's something about it. Non-chasers multi, we booted at home last week. And, of course, the great way about it, you only need 3 out of 4 legs for it to lob. I'm buttering up this week with race 8, number 1, Run Like Jess to place.
Mine's also at Sandown. Race 12, number 3, Aston Silk.
Can it?
Race 2, Silver Lack.
Silver Lack? Gunner?
Sandown, race 3, number 1, Hadouken. Oh, no. Lot riding on him.
We're not doing this again, are we? We've had form in the past where if we choose a dog and we go balls to the wall, it doesn't go well. Anyway.
This is the most certain multi we've ever put up.
$2?
Yeah.
We can offer $2?
Yeah.
Max bet $50. You know it works. You only need 3 out of 4 legs. Any final thoughts, musings? I can see Kenny there just itching to get
up
to the pub. He wants his stout. He wants his Guinness. I'm not going to let either of you talk because we're going to let the man drink and we're going to say goodbye to you. Just remember to gamble responsibly if you are going to follow us in on any greyhound tips or anything across the Sportsbet app for that matter. And we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Thanks, Paddy. See you, boys.
Sláinte.